Hi, welcome back to Readers Talking. In this week's episode, we're going to dive into the life of well-known author Marion Taves. Born on May 21, 1964 in Steinbach, Manitoba, Taves is best known for her novels A Complicated Kindness and All My Puny Sorrows. Many life events Taves has experienced influenced many of her books, especially her brand new book, Woman Talking, which we'll dive into later. Taves grew up in Steinbach, Manitoba, in a Mennonite community, which is an Anabaptist sect, sort of like the Amish, but allow for more mechanical devices. But as Taves says, "I still rode horses and took part in provincial dressage and barrel racing competitions." Taves left Steinbach at 18 on a train to Montreal. She lived in London and Montreal before settling in Winnipeg. Taves has a Bachelor in Film Studies from the University of Manitoba and a Bachelor of Journalism from the University of King's College, Halifax. Taves wrote her first novel, Summer of My Amazing Luck, in 1996 while working as a freelance journalist. This book was developed from a documentary which Taves was preparing for CBC Radio on the subject of welfare moms. Taves has written for many shows, blogs, journals like Saturday Night, The Guardian, and the New York Times Magazine. Taves' father died by suicide in 1998. His death inspired her to write a memoir in her father's voice, Swing Low, A Life. This book won many awards and was greeted as a classic in the modern literature on mental illness. Taves writes a lot about dark themes and heavy topics like suicide, rape, depression, but weaves in humor and hope into her books as well. Taves' older sister and only sibling, Marjorie, died by suicide in 2010, nearly 12 years to the day after their father. Her book, All My Puny Sorrows, 2014, draws heavily on events leading up to her sister's suicide. It was her way of holding on and letting go. Critics say it's a haunting novel of tremendous feeling, beautifully written and proudly humane. The book won many prizes and awards, most notably Rogers Writers Trust Fiction Prize. Her latest and most current uprising novel is Woman Talking, published just last year in 2018. It's based on real-life events that took place between 2005 and 2009 in the Manitoba Mennonite colony in Bolivia, like the one she grew up in, but much more secluded and conservative. Her book is the imagined response to the crimes perpetrated against the women, where they would regularly wake up in the mornings to discover they'd been sexually violated. More than 130 women were thus repeatedly anesthetized with a sedative spray meant for animals and raped in their homes. When they spoke up, they were told perhaps the devil attacked or it was merely an invention of wild female imagination. Taves felt an obligation to write about these women and give them a voice through this book, because as she says, it could have been her. Here's an excerpt. 8 women, ordinary grandmothers, mothers, teens, yet to August, each one extraordinary. They will climb the ladder, and the day's true task will begin. This is from the beginning of the book, which introduces the idea of secret meetings organized by the victims. The victims meet to discuss their next course of action after the crimes. They have three choices: stay and fight, do nothing, or leave their only known homes. Maren Taves has written a book that has landed in a politically charged climate with the Me Too movement and where women are starting to speak up. Therefore, this book takes part in a very larger conversation. She has added to this conversation that's starting to be heard and is growing louder and louder every day. All in all, Maren Taves is a fantastic author that sheds some light on heavier themes. And with her latest novel, she's shown a spotlight, making her voice heard across the country and even the world.